just don't get it, Greer. You don't.
They cheat.
You can't handle the truth.
They cheat.
Everybody, happy Friday. It is July 14th, 2023. So the stories I'm going to be covering today are, the first one is regarding Sounds of Freedom, the movie. So apparently customers of AMC theaters that were showing Sounds of Freedom complained that the chain used the excuse of no air conditioning in the theater to dissuade viewers from seeing the movie, and in some cases even refunding their money. Also, aspartame, aka NutraSweet, the poison artificial sweetener, has finally been labeled as a carcinogen. But like the same thing they did with Roundup, they said, oh, don't worry too much. It's not a big deal. It's going to be kept in the food. But its ill effects on the health go much deeper. And if anybody out there knows who Donald Rumsfeld is, this was his baby. And I'm going to go a little bit into the history of NutraSweet or aspartame. So it's very much like glyphosate. They keep feeding us and putting poison in our food. And then later, when it's discovered that it indeed is poison, and they knew it was poison, they tell you not to worry. Also, you might have heard about the SAG, the Actors Guild, the Screen Actors Guild. They're striking. And one of the reasons is because of AI. So we have some AI news on that front. Apparently, it revolves around the studios wanting to scan background actors' likeness and then use it in perpetuity to create CGI background actors so they don't have to pay them. And the guild obviously doesn't like that. And they're arguing the way you get into acting is a lot of times as a background actor. Or what they call them as secondary actors. So I'll be talking about these stories and more. Don't forget to engage the channel, like, subscribe, leave a comment down below. And follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Get Our Minds. If you want to go further or engage me, you can engage me there or leave a comment down below. Give me a thumbs up or thumbs down. Leave a comment. So let's get into the news. For this July 14th, this Friday, happy Friday. So the BBC is reporting Sound of Freedom, an unlikely and controversial summer movie hit. Indeed, summer at the movies is a big time for big budget blockbusters. But this year, an independent drama with religious undertones, of course, they have to keep saying religious undertones, is both competing with the likes of Indiana Jones and causing a political stir. Obviously. The main character is based on Timothy Ballard, a former Department of Homeland Security agent who founded an anti-human trafficking organization, Operation Underground Railroad. He goes undercover, and some of the gritty action scenes in the Colombian jungle wouldn't look out of place in a more conventional Hollywood flick. So we all know what this is about, and you know it's getting slammed in the mainstream media for being a QAnon tinged or whatever. The problem is it's all the secularists and people that think with the sexual Overton window moving, that, you know, people that, and America is the number one destination for child sex, slavery, really, people think that that's okay, that, you know, pedophiles are not called pedophiles anymore, they're minor attracted persons, and that people that are friends with Jeffrey Epstein and want to have sex with 16-year-old girls should be able to do so, or even 10-year-old boys, or whatever. And so There's obviously been some pushback against this very successful film, and it just goes to show you that there is some moral people out there who don't subject their, they're tethered morally to either scripture or having that strong will to keep their morals intact without, you know, bending to cultural norms. So there has been some pushback in the mainstream media, obviously, in the corporate media, but also apparently by fans of the film or people, the moviegoers, are starting to complain that not only pushback from the mainstream media, which is egregious, but apparently some AMC theaters are killing the air conditioning in the theater itself and then telling viewers that there's no air conditioning. It's just stay at home, don't see the film. And even though they keep showing the film, they kill the air conditioning and in some cases refund the money. So Newsweek is reporting Sound of Freedom furious. Multiple people claim AC not working during film. A number of TikTok users have claimed that AMC Theaters and Regal Cinemas air conditioning was not working at screenings across the country of the new movie Sound of Freedom. This particular time was really uncomfortable to sit through, he continued. There was no AC running. It was unbearably hot. So I go out and ask if they could turn the AC on, and they told me it wasn't working. Oh, I see. So where was he? He was an Ohio-based musician. So this was in Ohio. And then other places, apparently, like in North Carolina. And let's see if they have any other. So AMC and Regal, the people who own it, are not running the AC and they're making it hard to get tickets. There is a this woman in Pineville, North Carolina. That's the clip I saw. Adding that on-screen caption, AMC pulling some sketchy with Sound of Freedom. She went on, there was air conditioning in the lobby, there was air conditioning in the hallway, there was air conditioning in the bathrooms, not in the theaters. Very strange. Also in Louisiana, because their seats recline and it's so comfortable. However, after settling into her seat with a sweater on hand in anticipation of cold blasts of air conditioning, she found that the temperature uncomfortable. It was like really hot in there. So all over the country, it's being reported. Also, NBC News, AMC Theater CEO slams Sound of Freedom. Conspiracy theories about screening disruptions as garbage. Adam Aron, alliterative, and distributor Angel Studios have joined forces to quell boycott against the exhibition chain over the Jim Caviezel action movie. Of course they're going to come out and say, oh, that slammed it as a conspiracy theory, the QAnon tinge thriller, NBC claims. This is just all ridiculous shit, okay? All over the country, okay? First of all, this movie had the hardest time finding distribution. Nobody wanted to distribute the movie for 5 years. Finally, they go, okay, we'll distribute the movie. I believe it was after a lawsuit. Not too sure about that. But now that they're forced to distribute the movie, now what they do is they turn off the AC in the theaters. That happens to coincide with a heat wave across the country. Conspiracy theory. Distractify TikTokers have a new conspiracy about theaters playing Sound of Freedom. I don't think it's a conspiracy theory. If it was one theater, you could go, okay. But you have a theater in Ohio, a theater in North Carolina, a theater in Louisiana, all over the country, where they're not, the air conditioning isn't working in the theater. In the other parts of the building, it's working. So, is it a conspiracy theory? I don't know. Hot Air obviously chimes in. Reports of strange happenings in theaters where Sound of Freedom is playing. Very interesting. When I saw it, the fire alarm went off. about 10 minutes into the movie. We evacuated about 15 minutes later. It was cleared up and the movie resumed, but the less than half the original audience. Anyone else had weird things happen? Also pay attention to all the technical difficulties surrounding this movie and the showings. People reporting unexpected refunds, theaters malfunctioning, and turned off air conditioning. You can draw your own conclusions. Correlation is not causality. And then the Daily Dot, trying to stop the movie, AMC customer says theater discouraged her from seeing Sounds of Freedom by saying AC was out. Now, this is the popular TikTok video with this nice-looking woman here. And she comes out with her friends and calls bullshit on AMC. And this is the one that's going viral. She, I believe, was in North Carolina. She went out to see. First of all, she had her tickets refunded. And she went to the theater and go, what the hell was this? I got an email that said you refunded my tickets. Yeah, the air conditioning is out in the theater. And she goes, well, are you still playing the movie? Yes, we are. Well, we want to see it anyway. And then when she went into the building, there was air conditioning where the staff was, in the lobby, in the bathrooms, in the hallways, but not in the theater itself. Now, this is one theater in North Carolina. You could go, okay. But Ohio and Louisiana both experiencing the same thing. All right, moving on to the next story. People might not know about aspartame or NutraSweet, which is in a lot of diet drinks. First of all, it gives you diabetes. I mean, sugar, the problem is that corn sweetener and all types of this type of sweetener that's not technically not cane sugar, but it is corn syrup or other types of this sweetener, but aspartame is a different thing entirely. Aspartame may cause cancer, Global Body Health Body says. The World Health Organization cancer research arm is labeled aspartame as a possible carcinogen, just like they did with glyphosate, otherwise known as Roundup, casting new doubts on the safety of the world's most common artificial sweetener. The organization had recent studies suggest that aspartame may be linked to higher risk of liver cancer. But a different agency within the WHO would not change its guidance for how much aspartame could safely be consumed. Obviously, you know, it causes diabetes, the low-calorie fruit yogurts and cough drops, Diet Coke in particularly. And if you consume large amounts of Diet Coke and you go and you tell this to your primary care physician, they'll tell you that you must stop or you could die. That's happened to several people I know. I mean, I used to drink Diet Coke, not in abundance, but I didn't like, Coke was too sweet. And so I liked a lesser sweet soda or Coca-Cola or cola. So I would drink Diet Coke when I was, you know, this was back when I was really uninformed. Because it was always when I was younger, I was like, you know, how could the regulatory bodies in this country allow food producers to, or cigarette producers or you know, whatever, consumables, how would they allow the regulatory bodies, how would they allow them to produce something that's harmful for you? Well, would they just look the other way? And so we know what's happening with this. Aspartame, the Barron's reports, aspartame, the much debated artificial sweetener, the artificial sweetener aspartame, which is consumed by millions every day as a sugar substitute, long been the topic of fierce debate over its impact on health. Aspartame is a combination of two amino acids, phenylalanine and aspartate. It was discovered by chance in 1965 by a chemist working for Searle Pharmaceutical Company who was trying to find a treatment for ulcers. 1 gram of calories. All right, well, DeBarons is going to defend the business of Searle. Former head of FDA says Rumsfeld has a lot to answer for, WikiLeaks Podesta emails show. Science senior fellow for courtesy faculty member of Stanford University and former head of the FDA wrote in an email in 2013 that showed up in WikiLeaks Podesta files. Kennedy didn't email Podesta directly, but rather emailed Wendy A. Abrams, the founder of Cool Globes Incorporated, a nonprofit organization dedicated to raising awareness of climate change. In 2015, Abrams forwarded the conversation to John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, according to the leaked file. Donald Rumsfeld is an American politician and businessman, according to multiple sources, including the Huffington Post, a prominent player in the approval of NutraSweet, the controversial artificial sweetener made from aspartame. The Huffington Post covered the scandalous story of Donald Rumsfeld and aspartame in 2011. Cereal was absorbed by Monsanto in the mid-1980s. Rumsfeld received a $12 million bonus. Discussing the background about NutraSweet with Kennedy in 2013, here was the article you sent me a while ago regarding NutraSweet, and it became the market under questionable at best circumstances. The current proposal for the dairy lobby is to put NutraSweet in chocolate milk. We served to school children, needless to say, I think we should stop this proposal from moving forward. Basically, this was op research because Rumsfeld was a Republican. A neoconservative, was one of the famous neoconservatives. And so they were looking at this as a level of attack, as a vector of attack on Republicans. Arizona Center for Advanced Medicine, aspartame history of getting FDA approval. Aspartame was suddenly approved in 1981 when Donald Rumsfeld, former CEO of Cereal, was a new member of President Ronald Reagan's transition team, appointed a new FDA commissioner. When the controversy died down, today, for example, the state of New Mexico is attempting to ban aspartame. It is banned in Japan and officially discouraged in China, but the USA and FDA and lobbying groups like the Calorie Council continue to proclaim its safety. In 1996, a review of the past research conducted on aspartame found that the industry-funded study and said the sweetener was safe to consume. However, 92% of independent studies claim one or more problems exist with its use, and the British newspaper The Guardian reported. It's bad for you. Everybody knew it. And ever since it was discovered in 1965, they've been trying to push this shit. Donald Rumsfeld and the Strange History of Aspartame. Now, this is the HuffPost. Donald Rumsfeld and the Strange History of Aspartame. Yes, Donald Rumsfeld, the known and unknowns guy, remarkably executed some of the worst decisions in American foreign policy, got a medal for it. Reading up on a strange chapter in the history of Donald Rumsfeld, and have learned two things. One, the chemical additive aspartame is potentially a cancer and brain tumor causing substance, and is no place in our food, indeed. And two, the reasons and means by which Rumsfeld helped to get it approved are nefarious at best, criminal at worst. And by the way, the medal that Donald Rumsfeld got in back 2004, Presidential Medal of Freedom, also awarded to Tommy Franks, George Tenet, and the Charmin Warrior, all L. Paul Bremer. If you didn't know who Bremer was, he was leading the nation building in Iraq after the war, the second Iraq war. We don't need to go any further. It's very clear. Any of you liberals out there, Harvard Business School, great American business leaders of the 20th century, Donald Rumsfeld, Cereal and Company, 1977 to 1985. So he was a great American business leader, according to Harvard. We all trust Harvard. And Mint Press, don't overreact to the cancer risk of sugar-free sweeteners. Thanks, Mint Publishing. There is good reason to avoid products with artificial sweetener, aspartame, even before the WHO organization classified it as a possible carcinogen. Now diet soda drinkers might want to quit their cans. But first, some perspective. Possible carcinogen is the weakest of the three bins in which WHO classifies anything even remotely tied to cancer in this kind of study. Like glyphosate is a possible carcinogen. And moving on, this from Rolling Stone, little dyslexic today. Striking SAG actors in disbelief over studio's dystopian AI proposal. I won't go into the story. I'll just say what it is. As I mentioned in the lead, is they want to scan background actors and then use their likeness in perpetuity to create CGI, computer-generated images of background actors so they don't have to pay background actors, secondary actors. In the movie studios is one of the ways you break into Hollywood, and background actors obviously work quite a bit, and extras, as they're often called, can be seen in the background all the time. Well, they don't want to pay these people. They want to generate computer background people that could lift off other scenes and put in new movies and whatnot. But background acting is a job. And as I said, AI is disrupting the job market. So why are actors so worried about AI, says the BBC? Well, the strike comes after the U.S. Actors Union and the Screen Actors Guild failed to reach an agreement on increased safeguarding around AI rights. The union warned that artificial intelligence poses an existential threat to their creative profession. And it's basically CGI. And then this other tech news, the Wall Street Journal reports, drones reach stratospheric heights and race to fly higher, longer. New military, particularly, and commercial craft aim to go far higher than jumbo jets and stay there for months, offering more flexible alternatives to satellites. And these are already going on. Like, you know, the Pentagon is flying drones, these types of drones, not the ones you get, you know, not the remote-controlled ones. These high-flying drones to surveil the American public. The Pentagon is doing that as we speak, and that was, that whole story was shadowed, or you know, it was obscured. This story was obscured by the Chinese spy balloon that was flying over, and people thought immediately, like, oh, you know, okay, we have surveillance, and the Chinese have surveillance. Chinese surveillance bad, our surveillance good, which no surveillance is good. So they have these, obviously the military has satellites that they could use satellite imagery from this country as well as around the world, but also they have these high-flying drones doing surveillance over the United States, happening as we speak. Tucker Carlson is creating a new media company, according to the Wall Street Journal. Former Fox News host and associate looked to raise funds for new venture that could use Twitter as its backbone. Right. So as long as you put it online. NBC News, Arizona Republican refers to black Americans as colored people in House floor debate. Republican Representative Eli Crane used the derogatory phrase in describing his proposed amendment to a military bill. Democratic Republican Joyce Beatty asked that his words be stricken from the record. But, so you can't say color purple people, the color purple, people color. But person of color you can use. The term person of color, people of color, or persons of color, abbreviated POC, is primarily used to describe any person who is not considered white. Its current meaning, the term originated in, is primarily associated with the United States. However, since 2010, it has been adopted elsewhere. In the United States, the term is involved in various definitions of non-whiteness. Though members of these communities may refer to this themselves by their cultural identities rather than color-related terminology, the term is used in the United States and emphasizes common experiences, systemic racism that a community is faced. The term may also be used with other categories of people, such as communities of color, men of color, MOC, women of color, or librarians of color. The acronym BIPOC refers to black, indigenous, and other people of color and aims to emphasize the historic oppression of black and indigenous people. The term colored was originally equivalent in the use of the term people of color in American English. But the usage of the appellation colored in the southern United States gradually came to be restricted to Negroes. and now is considered a racial pejorative. Dialects of English, the term may entirely different connotations. However, for example, in South Africa, coloreds refer to multiple multiracial ethnic groups and sometimes applied to other groups in Southern Africa. What the fuck is the difference between colored people and people of color? It's word games. Where did BIPOC come from? The acronym, which stands for Black, Indigenous, and People of Color, is suddenly everywhere. Is it doing its job? By Sandra Garcia, who is a person of color. Black Americans have been called many names in the United States. African-American, Negro. Is African-American a pejorative? Negro is a pejorative. Colored, and the unutterable slur that rhymes with bigger. In recent weeks, as protests against police brutality and racism has flooded the streets of social media, another more inclusive term has been ascribed to the population, BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, and People of Color. People of color is fine. It's often abbreviated as POC. But you can't say colored people because that's derogatory. But people of color is not derogatory. You know what? Fuck you. That's language. Whether you put colored before people or after people shouldn't fucking matter. It's an adjective. Why everything has to be capitalized on black? Okay, they're not black, and black is people of color, and everything has to be capitalized, and then they weren't capitalizing white. Now they capitalize white. It's just, it's word games causing division. All right, getting on to other stories. The Hill, Democrats' third party worries grow. And this is the story again about Cornel West, philosopher, Ivy League academic, and leftist. What the hell is this? Anyway, he's going to run as a Green Party candidate, I guess. So third party, he's going to take a lot of the black vote or people of color vote. Won't say colored people. Can I say black people? Black. Most of my friends just assume to be called black. And that's why we drifted away from African-American, because my black friends were telling me, don't say African-American, we're black. Okay. With a capital B. Yahoo News, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, road rage shootings as North Texas heat causing people to become more violent. This is true. The summer of rage, and that's why they do all this. They turn up the heat, they turn up the rhetoric, they turn up the violence. That's what happens. Barron's reporting. What is Barron's reporting? U.S. military pinned down by Republican fire on wokeism, wokeness. The U.S. military is trying to promote transsexualism and being friendly to homosexuals, which is fine. But being in the armed services is butch, okay? It's not, you don't try to emasculate or feminize going into the military. It's hard-ass work, and that you have to risk your friggin' life to accomplish objectives. Not only that, but you're selling yourself to the armed forces. They own your ass. It's a butch thing. It's a masculine thing. It's a macho thing. To try to make it less than that is undermining the capabilities and the preparedness of the armed forces. They shouldn't also be using divisive tactics as saying that white people are inherently racist, because then you're causing division in what you need to build morale into. You need to build morale and cohesiveness in the military. You can't have this, and this happened in Vietnam, and previously, it kind of went away after Vietnam to some extent, this kind of racial tension between black servicemen and white servicemen, or POC servicemen and white servicemen. You can't, creating division is antithetical in the armed forces. You need to be creating cohesion. And a story from the Washington Post, Pentagon may activate up to 3,000 reservists for Russia deterrence, whatever that means. Apparently, Joe Biden is also sending the Coast Guard to the Black Sea. Coast Guard is to guard our coast, not Ukraine's coast. The Hill reports Putin already lost the war in Ukraine. Biden says, it's not true. Ukraine has lost the war. And that's why we're sending reservists and we're sending Coast Guard and we're sending cluster bombs is because the Ukrainians can't beat Russia. It's very unlikely that the West could beat Russia, even NATO, if NATO gets involved. That's unlikely. And Putin is being very careful about keeping all his technology and all his crack troops in reserve in case of a war with NATO. And as I reported yesterday, all the hedge fund people were betting against the dollar, and that was from Bloomberg. And so Bloomberg is reporting today, dollar's epic drop sends franc and yen surging as traders weigh Fed pat. So currency traders, which are terrible for currency, they're currency speculators. This is what George Soros did with the English pound. They're terrible because they're anti-state. Because what they do is they attack the very sovereignty of the state by speculating on that country's currency. And that's why you have countries like China, the communist Chinese, they do things with their currency to fend off speculators and what speculators can do to damage their currency, which is really a national security issue. KPBS reports a federal deficit nearly tripled, raising concerns about the country's finances. This is from NPR. I think I reported on that yesterday. Washington Post also reports world adds 165 million more poor as debt consumes government's funds. Indeed, whether it's China, whether it's the United States, it's a fiscal policy of deficit spending and borrowing is terrible for the global economy. And then speculating on, betting that the dollar will decline, obviously with all the inflation and the deficit spending. Not only that, but a lot of these 165 million more poor were created by the COVID lockdowns and the ensuing debt that was borrowed and the ensuing rise of inflation, which makes people poor. If people have any money or they work for a fixed wage and then you devalue that person's currency through inflation, you're going to make them more poor, working poor or indigent. Slate reports, how do you resurrect an empty church? America's aging houses of worship face a stark choice, sell, redevelop, or pray for a miracle. This is just a statement on people's moral decay, the moral decay of population. Now, I'm not in favor of organized religion, but I do think you should have a faith base, spirituality, and that your morals should be tethered to something concrete so they don't move with the changes in the culture or the Overton window of morality moving around. Oh, it's okay to have anal sex or to to have sex with minors, willing or unwilling or whatever. It's all this Me Too. You can't have sex with, you can't touch people that don't want you to touch them. Okay, it's assault. But you have to take it a step further that minors are undeveloped emotionally, intellectually, and so they could easily be preyed upon by people like Kevin Spacey or CNN producers or whomever. And so you can't say, you can't start talking about as, oh, well, consent, as long as minors consent or as long as a person consents, it's okay. It's not okay. If the person has a learning disability, if they might be Down syndrome, or it's a child or some other type of innocent, that's not, their consent is not viable. It's not, their consent, if they're underdeveloped intellectually, their consent doesn't matter. That's why they have guardians. So you can't have sex with a minor, whether they consent to it or not. And so those people then have to be trafficked, because then they're trafficked against their will, or, you know, in some cases, like with Jeffrey Epstein, they were willing participants, they were paid, but still against the law to take advantage of it. It's, I mean, they could, anybody can be corrupted. It's that old adage, you know, where the guy asks a woman, will you have sex with me for $1 million? Oh, sure. You know, and then he goes, well, strike that. Will you have sex with me for $1? And the woman says, well, what kind of woman do you think I am? And he says, well, we've already established that we're just working, we're just negotiating a price. Sorry, a little exhausted today. I didn't have enough caffeine, and working through some difficulties, personal difficulties. So I'm not as sharp as I'd like to be. And this is getting up a little late, so this video will probably be posted late. Not as late as yesterday. I had something to do in the morning yesterday, but that's it for me. Rudy's Revelation. Don't forget to like, subscribe. Leave a comment down below. Give me a thumbs up. Click that notification bell. Or follow me on social media or Substack. And I'll see you next week. So it is Friday. Have a great weekend. Do something fun for yourself. Give yourself some self-love. Not in a sexual sense, but you know, do something to recharge your batteries after probably working at a job you don't like under conditions you might not prefer, probably for a wage that's, you know, too small for you to get ahead. But for those of you who are doing something you love to do and getting paid for it, congrats. Keep it going. And I'll see you next week.
You can't handle the truth.
New World Order.
They cheat.
Come on, man. I ain't finna go Alex Jones level with y'all, man. We're in a lot of trouble.